101.3 WIBD AM 1470. It is 8:07, 54 degrees, and we're joined for a community conversation by Fireman Kenny, Captain Kenny Aslin, West Bend Fire Department. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. KMG 365, Fireman Kenny's on the air. You know, I was thinking about it. I really should come up with some sort of catchphrase or something when we introduce on the show. Kind of like what Dave Ramsey guys were, where debt is dumb, cash is king, and the paid off home mortgage has taken the place of the BMW as the status symbol of choice. So I'm gonna have to come up with something like that somewhere along the line. I don't know what kind of catchphrase or something that fits in with fire prevention. Maybe we can do something with making fire prevention cool again or something like that.
I don't know if you noticed when you travel or not, but the lawyer commercials that we get here, you get in other markets too, except there's a different law firm inserted. I noticed that when I was in New Orleans this week, like the one call, that's all.
Oh, right.
With a different lawyer.
or the David Gruber commercials.
And the little scenario where the two lawyers are sitting there talking and it's, he just got a text message from the law firm of, and then it's a different firm, but it's the same commercial.
Oh my God, it's Hupie and Abraham. Let's run for the hills.
But it's not there.
Right.
Ed Womack or whoever. But there's
no point in reinventing the wheel. You might as well use what you got.
So there's a company out there, and that's what they produce, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Lawyer commercials.
Right.
So
it's very lucrative.
We'll get them to come up with a theme for us.
Yeah. Anybody that's a firefighter that's on the air. Let's say Fireman Jim is on the air in Milwaukee, and he's got a little catchphrase. So,
yes. Yeah,
we got to come up with something. And maybe when we get the next segment, we can ask maybe somebody to write them in. Maybe somebody else can come up with something
there
for us. All right. Yeah. So, as always, I've got my monthly shout out. So, I got a shout out for one of our listeners. So, Sarah from Pilgrim Lutheran Church, you're a regular listener on WIBD. So, I want to thank you. So, when I was at Pilgrim Lutheran for another item, Sarah had said, "Hey, don't we have to do a fire inspection?" And I looked on the list. It was one of the shift inspections. So one of the, I was like, "Hey, I can just do that one while I'm here and kill two birds with one stone." So Sarah, you get a thank you for the monthly shout outs. And then also we had a rescue task force training. So for anything, hopefully it doesn't happen, but we train for any kind of active shooter situation. And we are everybody in Washington County. So all of the EMTs, paramedics, police officers, firefighters within Washington County last week had training on rescue task force at McLean School. So shout outs to some of the people involved. So Bob Monday, who's our training officer at the West Bend Fire Department, Paul Pokorski, Matt Rollinger, and Dustin Becker from the West Bend Police Department, Jeff Gonzalez from the Germantown Police Department, Chris Perales from the Wisconsin State Patrol, and Buck Robertson from the Washington County Sheriff's Department put on a great training. It was really well run. The nice part is that if anything ever were to happen in this county, hopefully it never does, but the coordination and the ability of all the agencies to work together are really top notch. And so everybody in this county should be really proud of the work that the police and fire departments and ambulance services have done to kind of come together and put this training together. And if anything were to happen, I have the highest confidence that there will be a good outcome overall for anybody who's injured in these instances.
It's so important that multiple agencies practice this stuff together and get used to the facilities and to each other and individual roles and responsibilities.
Right. With reduced budgets and lack of available tax dollars, it's imperative that agencies work together. So we've been working together for a long time, and we have on the fire side, we've got the MABUS system, the mutual aid box alarm
right.
system. They use that. It's been forever in the Chicago area, and it's kind of filtered out from there. So Washington County is MABUS Division 111. We have everything set up for responses. So we know, so like, let's say in the city, we have a box card. It's box card 15-1-1 if there's a working structure fire. And we have it set up on there that we know who's coming in on each individual level. So we know if a fire were to start, we have resources available. And the same thing for a mass casualty incident. So if there's numerous people hurt, that's box card 15-1-3. Those are all set up with who's coming with ambulances, who's coming with fire trucks, who's coming as a chief, who's coming with any other ancillary equipment that we might need on the scene.
Right.
All right, so so thanks to everybody that's there. And then second opening of the fan mail. Any fan mail this month?
I couldn't get into my tablet while I was on vacation there. Maybe some lurking there, but haven't been able to uncover it yet.
All right, well, maybe we can kill two birds with one stone. If they want to send in any catchphrases for Fireman Kenny to the WIBD email, Rick Jensen's email is on the WIBD website, and we can work on that for maybe next month.
There we go. Maybe we'll run a contest. Maybe we'll. Maybe we'll do that. Let me see if I can find a prize.
We'll work on a contest for the catchphrase. And
there we go.
Yeah, something similar to what Fireman Jim has or what Dave Ramsey has or Clark Howard.
So we are almost to September. Boy, it doesn't seem possible, does it?
It's this year is just cruising by.
But September is really kind of an important month.
September is actually National Preparedness Month. So www.ready.gov/September. So National Preparedness Month, recognized each September, provides an opportunity to remind us that we all must prepare ourselves and our families now and throughout the year. This National Preparedness Month will focus on planning with an overreaching theme: disasters happen, prepare now, learn how. Take time to learn life-saving skills such as CPR and first aid. Check your insurance policies and coverage for the hazards you may face, such as floods, earthquakes, and tornadoes. Make sure to consider the costs associated with disasters and save for an emergency. Also know how to take practical safety steps like shutting off water and gas. Devastating hurricanes and wildfires of 2017 reminded the nation of the importance of preparing for disasters. Often, we will be the first ones in our communities to take action after a disaster strikes and before first responders arrive, so it is important to prepare in advance to help yourself and your community. So there's four themes, one for each week. So week one, which is September 1st to the 8th, make and practice your plan. Week two, September 9th to the 15th, learn life-saving skills. Also, September 15th is a National Day of Action. Week three, September 16th to the 22nd, check your insurance coverage. And week four, September 23rd to the 29th, save for an emergency. So one of the problems that we have is that people are not prepared for emergencies financially. Actually, if you Google percent Americans $400, you're going to find out that only 46% of Americans could not come up with $400 within 24 hours for an emergency.
Right.
So again, going back to my Dave Ramsey theme, you know, he has his baby steps and everything. We should make sure that we are saving for these emergencies. Emergencies happen. We know that they're going to happen. We know that we're going to need money for some sort of emergency. Pay yourself first and make sure you have money available for the emergencies that happen. And also make sure you're well insured. We've talked on the show before about when fires happen, especially in apartment buildings and people don't have renter's insurance. You should always be prepared for these kind of things that can happen. And you know that at some point, something's going to happen to you. Something always does, whether it's a fire, a flat tire, anything like that. We need to have money available for you. So that you need to save so that you have money available in an emergency.
Unfortunately, a lot of people probably in the last few days have been pulling out those insurance policies and taking a look at what's there. What I think the last number I saw now was 7 confirmed tornadoes in about the three-county area with Fond du Lac and Dodge County. They're still working on, you know, exact number, but just some intense weather.
Oh, yeah, and I saw a lot of minor destruction. I was on my way to Fond du Lac last night along Highway 45. So between Wacoosta and Eden, there seemed to be a lot of crop damage as well as some barns and silo damage, and hopefully those people are insured for the disasters that were inevitable to happen at some point in our lives, that if you start saving for an emergency and having a savings aside, just like you would for Christmas, you know, you have your Christmas Club account, have a savings account, make sure that you have money set aside in some sort of an account or somewhere for the inevitable things that can happen.
Sure. Before we get into the next topic, I just want to remind people, because I'm thinking about it now, and we talked about it a little bit before we went on the air. the 115th Harley-Davidson anniversary is going on. So there are a lot more motorcycles than usual out on the highways this week and this weekend. So so be aware of that as you're traveling.
Exactly. Be aware of motorcycles on the road. Remember, loud pipes save lives. So be sure to watch and listen. You've got motorcycle riders everywhere. The 115th, you know, Harley-Davidson is an iconic company for Milwaukee. The people have been coming, I believe, since like the 95th anniversary is when they really started promoting it. The 100th anniversary was their biggest, but there will be motorcycles on the road everywhere. We have a lot of our firefighters who are riders and Harley owners and a lot of the people on the road. So make sure if you're in a vehicle, if you're in a car, truck or whatever, make sure you're looking out for motorcycle riders. Motorcycle riders, make sure that you are looking out for people who aren't looking for you. Texting's become a bigger problem. Make sure that we this weekend especially try to drive sober. I always promote sober driving, but this weekend especially, please be more prepared to be sober on the road so that you're not either coming in contact with a motorcycle rider or motorcycle riders. Make sure that you are driving sober as well so you're on the lookout for people who are not looking for you.
Long holiday weekend is going to put a lot of travelers out on the road once again.
Exactly.
So, all right, and then, of course, we'll finish Labor Day, and then, hey, school starts.
Hey, kids, you're going back to school. How do you feel about that? So West Bend School District starts school on Tuesday, September 4th. So I've got a bunch of tips from the National Safety Council, www.nsc.org. All right, so walkers. So a lot of our kids are walking to school. Be sure to walk on the sidewalk. If there is no sidewalk and you must walk in the street, walk facing traffic. Do not walk with traffic. Before crossing the street, stop and look left, right, and left again to see if cars are coming. Never dart out in front of a parked car. Parents, so for younger kids, practice walking to school with your child, crossing streets at crosswalks when available. And remember, even though the state law says that a pedestrian has the right of way in a crosswalk, that only means that the cars have to stop once someone has entered the crosswalk. If you're just standing on the corner, cars are not going to know if you're coming or going into the crosswalk. So take a little bit of time, walk slowly into the crosswalk, look both ways, make sure the cars are stopping. Because again, pedestrians have the right of way. Doesn't mean the drivers are seeing you. You have to use some vigilance because drivers are not paying attention. There are people texting, people drinking coffee, people putting on makeup. Make sure that you can see the car and the driver can see you.
And again, that's at the crosswalk.
Right.
So go to the end of the block or where the crosswalk is. Don't be trying to cross in the middle.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you what happens too often. I see when if you're the first car and you stop for somebody in the crosswalk, the moron behind you who's not paying attention swerves around to the right. And I had that happen. I had somebody down by the 76 station there on Main do that and just about hit a woman pushing a baby in a stroller because he was in a hurry and right around me
because
I was stopped. So don't pay attention.
Right. Remember, if someone stopped in front of you, they're probably stopped for a reason. So you have to make sure that you're paying attention to the roadway. Again, we every year during school, when school starts, we get an ambulance call for someone who got hit by a vehicle. Luckily, they're not that hurt that badly, but even still, it could always end up worse. And remember, these kind of accidents, when you have a pedestrian struck by an auto, if they're struck by at a fast enough speed, that becomes very debilitating and very expensive. So make sure that you're looking for pedestrians in the roadway, especially during school hours.
All right. So for kids who are not walking, who are riding their bikes,
always wear a helmet that is fitted securely and properly. So no matter what, you always should wear a helmet. When I'm on my bike, I wear a helmet. You should always have a helmet on when you're riding.
I like the fact that yours is a Powerpuff Girls.
Actually, it's a Superman helmet, but yeah, you know, if I had the Superman theme, I could play that right now.
See, there you go.
Right. Children need to know the rules of the road. Ride single file on the right side of the road. Come to a complete stop before crossing the street and walk the bike across. So you're not able, by the law, you're not able to ride your bike across the street. You should actually be walking your bike. Watch for opening car doors and other hazards. Use hand signals when turning and wear bright colored clothing. The other thing that's not on here too, as the days get shorter, We should have lights on our bikes if we're riding them after dark.
And a reminder that stop signs apply to bike riders,
too. Stop signs do apply to bike riders. Make sure that you are stopping. Don't go through the stop sign. Don't go through the red light. Remember, again, we go back to the drivers are not looking for you. Drivers are trying to get to from where they are to where they want to be. They are texting. They are putting on makeup. They're eating. They're shaving. They're doing all sorts of things that other than driving. So, which I have statistics, if we get that far, the statistics about distracted drivers. So make sure you bike riders, make sure you're being vigilant and looking out for what other drivers that are not looking for you.
Right, right.
All right. So then drivers share the road. Don't block crosswalks. So if, when you come to the stop sign, there's usually a line before the crosswalk. So stop at that line. Yeah. Don't block the crosswalk.
That's what that big line is
right,
there
the bigger
for.
Line, the one that's like double the size of the two lines in the crosswalk. Yield to pedestrians in crosswalks and take extra care in school zones. Never pass a vehicle stop for pedestrians. Hey,
there
Rick,
go.
There it is
there
on the
go.
List. Yeah.
Yep.
Never pass a bus loading or unloading children. So for bus safety in outside of the city areas, the buses will have their red lights on. And if they have their red lights on, you are supposed to stop. However, in the city of West Bend, because there's in the statute, it talks about in areas that have sidewalks, and the buses will not necessarily have the red lights on with the stop sign out. However, so which doesn't require you to stop as the driver. However, you should use some vigilance and some safety ideas. And when that bus is stopped, they'll put their yellow lights on in an area with a sidewalk. And then you should at least give some space or slow down as you're passing that bus. Never pass a bus loading or unloading children. And the area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children. Stop far enough back for them to enter safely enter and exit the bus.
And again, if you are going to pass a school bus that stopped, don't pass it on the right, for crying out loud.
Exactly. That's where the kids enter and exit the bus. So remember, you want to pass it on the left.
So, all right. And back to school time. A lot of young drivers got their license over the summer. Here they are. They're juniors now, so they're going to be driving to school, and we've got teen drivers out there.
Yeah, teen drivers, you're 16, 17, and 18-year-old juniors and seniors. So teens, you have to – there's a lot of things out there that you need to know as far as driving. And I remember as a teen driver, I thought I was kind of invincible, but there's a lot of things I didn't know, and I'm a way better driver than I was before. Of course, I drive a lot slower as I get older. So teen drivers, so teen vehicle fatalities are on the increase according to injury facts. So teens crash most often because they are inexperienced. They struggle judging gaps in traffic, driving the right speed for conditions, and turning safely, among other things. As your teen becomes a new driver, learn more about what you can do as a parent to keep them safe. So according to the latest data available from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 2016 marked the third year in a row that teen motor vehicle occupant fatalities increased in the United States. Fatalities in 2016 totaled 2,416 compared to only 2,380 in 2015. So that's almost 1,000 more. I'm sorry, almost 100 more. No, that's almost, I'm sorry, I can't do math in the morning. It's only 36 more. But even still, 36 more is too many. Yeah. So anyway, motor vehicle crashes continue to be the number one cause of death for U.S. teens. And I'm going to repeat that again. Motor vehicle crashes continue to be the number one cause of death for U.S. teens. So teens, you need to be safe out there on the roadway. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also estimates the total number of deaths among teens ages 13 to 19, including pedestrian and bike accidents, was 2,820 in 2016 and is equivalent to more than 7 deaths per day. Crashes involving young drivers, 15 to 20 years old, impact people of all ages. In 2016, the number of people dying in crashes involving at least one young driver totaled 4,853, a 2% increase over the 2015 total of 4,744. This chart shows young driver fatalities account for only 39% of the overall fatalities associated with young driver crashes. In 2016, there were 1,908 young driver fatalities, 1,018 fatalities among passengers of young drivers, 1,338 fatalities to occupants of all other vehicles and 589 non-occupant fatalities. The economic cost of teen crashes to the nation is about $27 billion. So that's car, that's vehicle replacement, that's
the hospital costs,
ambulance costs, rehabilitation. So so this is, it takes a lot of productivity out of the economy. And like, and when I'm here every month, because I'm, you know, having my my business degree, I talk about productivity quite often. And we think of our lives as just what we're doing at the moment. We don't think about the costs and the other things we can do with that money. There's lots of, you know, there's lots of things that we can do good in America rather than having people crash their cars and because they were doing something that they shouldn't have been doing, whether it's texting, not paying attention, or driving too fast for conditions.
Community conversation this morning with Fireman Kenny, Captain Kenny Aslan from the West Bend Fire Department. So, yeah, there's just, there's so many things that, because teens think they can multitask. Let me give you a hint. You're not that good at driving yet.
Well, there's even some adults that aren't that good at
driving.
Well,
no, that's
so, right,
true.
Right. So, but, so teen, well, and maybe there's a causation here. Maybe as teens, if you're a bad driver, you never become a better better driver as an adult. That's one thing. We get our license and then we renew it every 8 years, but there's no testing. There's no remediation. So like, let's say as a paramedic, I have to have 72 hours every 2 years to renew my paramedic license, but I don't have to do anything for my driver's license. But luckily, as a fire truck driver and an ambulance driver, I have training every year on EVOC course, so Emergency Vehicle Operations course. And so I hone up my skills and learn better driving techniques, so it helps on the road. But for teen drivers, inexperience is the leading cause of teen crashes. So the most common errors, lack of scanning the roadway. So you should be looking left, right, left again, look center. Always be scanning for what could jump out in front of you, what could be on the side of you, driving too fast for conditions. So again, we've had a lot of rain lately, a lot of people on the road that may have been driving too fast through standing piles of water. Remember, if you've got any water on the roadway, it increases your stopping distance. There's also hydroplaning, so your tires technically aren't even touching the road. They're touching the top of the water. And then distraction by something inside or outside the vehicle. And there's a lot of distractions. Used to only be the radio. Now it's the phone. Now it's any number of other gadgets that we have in our cars.
And people just do, you know, are just trying to do too much while they're in the car that's not driving.
Right. And we need to be able to learn how to focus and focus just on driving. So the best way to gain experience behind the wheel, parents, ride with your teen drivers, monitor their progress. So if we, as parents, are out there with our teen drivers and giving them extra experience and just taking the time out, let them drive to the store when you're in the car with them. Let them drive to wherever you're going, to grandma's house or something like that, and kind of give them some feedback, make them better drivers. This is, remember, driving isn't a right, it's a privilege. And if you do something, you end up, you could do something that takes away that privilege when you get tickets or something like that.
Right. We're running shorter on time here, but there are a couple of things here that I just want to hit on. We're seeing, you see how often on Facebook, again, going on to the next thing, how many people are just not paying attention to emergency vehicles that are stopped beside the road?
Right. So there is a state law that if you see vehicles, emergency vehicles on the side of the road, so whether it's a police car, an ambulance, fire truck, or even a tow truck, the law is that you have to slow down and pull over. So if it's a three-lane highway, then you are to pull into the lanes farthest away and leave the lane closest to the pulled over vehicle open. If it's only two lanes, then just slow down and go past those vehicles, because people get hit all the time. So there are numerous instances of firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, police officers, tow truck drivers who are getting hit by vehicles. As a matter of fact, it happened not too long ago for the tow truck driver. I believe that was on 41 a few years ago.
Yeah.
And so they have the Spirit Ride. for the tour. The tow truck drivers kind of get together and try to promote the safety. One of the things that that we try to do is not leave until the tow truck driver's done. So police officers or fire trucks will usually be on the scene until the tow truck driver gets out of the way. But remember to pull down and slow down and pull over for fire trucks, police cars, ambulances, and tow trucks that are on the side of the road.
And watch out for the other guy on the road who is not slowing down and pulling over, who is going to smack you when you try to get over into the other lane.
Exactly. There's numerous YouTube videos out there that show how many times people are trying to do the right thing and somebody else that's not paying attention ends up causing an accident.
Well, that was pretty much what happened with the one locally here. When was that? Last winter, right? We had an incident here locally where the guy just got missed.
Oh, yeah, right up on, there was one that he got missed up on 45, and then there was another one, unfortunately, where a person on the side of the road on 45 and 33 actually got hit and killed when he was just trying to put gas in his car on the side of the road.
Yeah. So, and again, I guess maybe just to wrap up here for parents, lead by example.
Exactly.
Right?
If you're a parent and your child sees you texting from the back seat and you're in the front seat driving and you're texting, that's a bad example. So we want to do things that are not going to be frowned upon. So we want to make sure that we have a good example that we're setting for our teen drivers.
They pick up your drinking and driving habits. They pick it up. They pick it all up.
Oh, yeah. Well, because the apples don't fall far from the tree. So you have to make sure that everything you do as a parent, you're preparing your child for success in the real world. And hopefully that as a parent, you're going to be following some of these tips that are on some of the websites that I had announced earlier.
I tell you, the West Bend Police Department posts their OWIRS regularly on Facebook. And the one that annoys me the most is the one where, you know, the guy gets pulled over for OWI and he's got young kids in the car, sometimes more than one young kid in the car, and he blows a, you know, 0.22, and he's got his 7-year-old and his 9-year-old in the car.
Right, you know? And that just shows that as a parent, you are not, in some instances, it's people who can't control their alcohol intake. However, in most instances, if you know that you're going to have children in your car, try not to drink and drive, or don't do it. So, as Yoda says, there is no try, only do. And so we want to make sure that we are setting good examples and using good practices when we're out there on the road.
All right. And again, community conversation this morning with Fireman Kenny, Captain Kenny Aslin from the West Bend Fire Department. And you got big plans for the Labor Day weekend?
No, I am now teaching an EMT class up at Moraine Park. So I have to spend some time. I might as well give my shout out to my students. Any of them are listening because they're mostly in the Fond du Lac area. I got a couple in Campbellsport that may hear this. And I think one's in Jackson. But I give a shout out to my EMT students. So I've got a full semester class. And so I've also got a couple projects for my other classes at Gateway. And so that's going to be my weekend. I'll be
homework.
Yeah, I got a lot of homework to do. So I'm going to try to set a good example. I'm going to set a good example for my students and do a lot of homework. Oh, and Ellie Van Darrell, congratulations to you. I'm going to Ellie's wedding. She's a nurse at St. Joseph's Hospital. She's getting married this weekend to her fiance, Justin. So I will be going to their wedding on Friday night. So congratulations to Ellie and Justin on their upcoming nuptials.
And again, in case you miss what we say here live, we always link it from the WIBD Facebook page, and then you link it from the West Bend Fire Department. We should mention, encourage people to check out the West Bend Fire Department Facebook page.
I think we forgot to do that last time. So yeah, the West Bend Fire Department Facebook page. Make sure if you're on Facebook, there's a lot of good information on there. Try to keep it very active. Also, for those of you, because again, I talk about how because we have to pay money to back up that Facebook page because it's public record, some of the stuff also is anything that's on that page, I usually put on my Twitter feed. So it's at Fireman Kenny 111, or you can follow me on LinkedIn, Kenny Aslin on LinkedIn. I have some other ones that I really don't use, like Snapchat. I have no idea how to use Snapchat.
Me neither.
I'm going to work on that. I'll see for those of you who follow me on Snapchat if I can start figuring out how to use that and put all the stuff on there. But a lot of great safety information. A lot of great tips are all on the West Bend Fire Department Facebook page.
And I will share some of those every now and then, too, between our conversations, if there's something that comes up that seems pretty timely that people should know.
Right. And so, yeah, make sure to like the WIBD Facebook page. I don't know. I do share when it says invite friends to like. So make sure that the WIBD Facebook page is also a great source of information, especially the news briefs that he puts out, that Rick puts out every morning. Good things that go out throughout the county.
So, all right. Thanks. Hey, have a great long weekend.
Hey, thanks, Rick. You too.
All right. Thanks. Community conversation this morning with Fireman Kenny, Captain Kenny Aslin from the West Bend Fire Department. 101.3 WIBD AM 1470.